This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. The man himself is here. Travis, how are you doing today?
Tony, I'm doing well. We have been off for a few weeks. I'm sure, like a lot of people, cleaning up from the hurricane that we had, and even since we had our hurricane, we had Milton. So just thankful everyone in our family is safe, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Helene and Milton's damage, because it was just in our area, North Carolina, and you know, parts of Florida, it was just terrible. So
yeah,
it's definitely been a challenge. I know you guys don't have hurricane season up in Minnesota, but I think I can 100% speak for all of the Georgians and Floridians and South Carolinians that we have in our area, that I am ready for hurricane season to end. It has been too much too soon. So
yeah, that was a lot, and you had some damage, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of our clients, they know this just from, you know, being in our meetings, and we called all of our clients to check on them, just because, you know, we can always make more money. We can't make more you.
Right.
And yeah, we actually, thank goodness, I was at a conference actually up with you guys in Minnesota. Yep. And had a tree actually take one part of our one side of our house off.
Yikes.
So yeah, and thank goodness my wife and I talked the night before, and you know, we agreed, you know, hey, let's just let the girls have a slumber party downstairs, because it actually took my daughter's bedroom out, and it would have been terrible. So yeah, it was divine intervention. I don't know any way else to say it, because you know, everything that we had talked about or you know heard was it was going to take a left turn, go to Nashville. Not saying that was going to be good. I mean, it's still going to be damaged, but we weren't supposed to get hit as hard, and it actually turned and just basically went straight over us and into Augusta. So yeah, it was pretty pretty terrible, but we're here. All family is accounted for, happy, healthy, good, safe, and 2x4s can be purchased, children can't. So
right.
That was something I will always be thankful for.
Yeah, that's really, you should be thankful. And I know a lot of people suffered a lot of damage, and you know, there were some injuries, especially in Florida and Georgia and North Carolina. You guys got hit hard. Asheville got hit really hard.
Yeah, so we take for granted a lot of times, either the things that we get to do every day, get to see every day, the people, and you know, it really, you know, sometimes I know it's never fun going through it. We don't want to see the damage, but it does bring things into focus, because it makes you feel like you can pretty much have a handle on what's important and kind of what we chase that really doesn't have a whole lot of importance. So puts everything in perspective. But
yeah,
and that's actually, Tony, that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is putting retirement in perspective, putting retirement in focus. You know, we spend so much time on here talking about, you know, especially recently, the you know, current politics and tax planning, and you know, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expiration in a couple years, and you know, we talk about the things that we find important. But I actually came across an article that, you know, really made me feel good about what we do for our clients, because it was actually from an advisor. His name is David Blanchett.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he did an interview. David Blanchett, if you're not familiar, very in our world, he's kind of a big deal. He actually strategist, I think at one time worked for the Carson Group. He currently works for PGIM out of Washington, D.C. And
smart guy.
Smart, super smart guy. And one of the things that he was actually discussing on a recent article when he was interviewed was the disconnect between what clients want and what advisors are actually giving them. And I found it very interesting because we have been screaming this from the rooftops for so long. And once again, he doesn't know who Travis Chance is. I know who he is, but he doesn't know who I am. But we have literally been singing the same hymn and didn't know it. So, you know, there's actually is a list that he compiled of the things that where there's a sizable gap between what clients want and what clients are getting. So that's what I'm going to talk about this morning is what is your advisor doing to bring your retirement into focus and focus on what you need questions answered and you need information on versus, you know, what they want to provide to you. So Tony, buckle up and settle in because I may not give you a whole lot of room edgewise, but
well, yeah, everybody has goals and they have things that they want, but you're saying a lot of advisors don't give them.
You know what the number one, topic that he said clients really want advice on, but only about half are actually having active discussions on?
What's
that? It's RMD planning. Required minimum distributions. Think about it. We have now crossed the Rubicon. We have crossed the river, so to speak. And you've got, you know, the largest swath of retirees between 2022 and 2029 will age into retirement.
Yep.
So we're 2 years beyond that. And, you know,
11,200 people a day are turning 65 in the United States alone.
And RMDs, required minimum distributions, are starting to become an issue where they weren't before. Why? It's because the IRS, based on past regulation, says you can't just treat your retirement account like it's an accumulation vehicle. At some point, it has to serve the purpose of being a retirement vehicle. So at 70 and a half, when it was first brought into existence, that's when you had to start taking distributions. Then it was extended to 72, then 73, and now 75 for those born 1960 and later. But 97% of advisors that when they were surveyed, they don't talk to their clients the way that they, I guess, the frequency that the clients really need, right? Because only 54% of investors actually say they're working with financial professionals that are discussing this topic. And Tony, that's one of the biggest things. I mean, I can't count on two hands and I can't count toes and fingers, actually, of how many times we've mentioned RMDs just in the last 12 months. Because RMDs, they can be a windfall and they can be utilized for so many different things, or we can just basically treat them as a burden. And that's not what retirement's about, folks. It's about choices. It's about, you know, making sure that you have thought through all of the things and the mechanics of what your retirement plan is going to need to do. One of them being planning for those required minimum distributions. And, you know, once again, we're getting to the end of the year. So that's a great time to touch on it again. If you haven't taken your RMD, that's something you need to be doing. If you're a self-managed person, you need to go to your custodian, Charles Schwab, Vanguard, whomever. Look up, usually it's under like the Move Money tab or under, actually could have RMD tab at the top of your page. And you need to click that and make sure that you've taken out the distribution. Because if you haven't right now, you really want to go ahead and do that, because if you wait until after 12/31, then guess what? Uncle Sam says, you know what? I'm sorry you missed it, but you're going to give us 25% of what you didn't take. And oh, by the way, you're going to pay taxes on the full amount. So no reason to make an unforced error. You know, don't go wide left or wide right like the Jets did with the Bills last night. Make sure you're kicking it between. I had to throw that in. Make sure you're kicking it between the uprights. You know, go ahead and take it. And if you don't need it, that's okay. Think about doing things like QCDs, qualified charitable distributions. You know, folks, you know, we've talked about on the show before, qualified charitable distribution. That's a way for you to take that distribution directly from the custodian, give it to your church or charity of choice. And right now, with so many people hurting, if that's something that's really not a huge issue for you and you don't need the income, that might be a way for you to give back and actually have that be able to benefit not just you, but also the church or charity that you're giving it to that might be, you know, giving support to some of the areas hard hit by the hurricanes, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, et cetera. So just definitely know that you have to take it and you have to do something with it. And if that's your goal is to benefit people and you're already contributing or, you know, maybe giving to those organizations, do it in a QCD. You'll be glad you did. So once again, number one, RMDs, not clients want it. Advisors, majority of them are not giving it. Retirement lifestyles. You know, I always tell clients, I'm not your travel agent, but I do want them to go and experience and to get out and enjoy life. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many times I talk to clients and I'm like, you know, have you got any trips planned? Well, you know, we've been thinking about taking a trip to Italy. And my first reaction, Tony, is always like, well, why not? Well, what are you waiting on? Right. And a lot of times they're like, well, we didn't know if we could. Well, folks, that's what we're for. That's what your advisor's for, is to say, you know what? I've done the math. I've done the calculation, and not only can you do it, but this is what you can actually spend and not worry. And folks, what's the point of not doing the things you want to do? That's why you saved, right? Now, if you've got some shortfalls and maybe you can't, that might be a year or two or maybe three before you can actually take that trip. But how do you know? Is there a tab, or is there an alert, an email reminder, a ding or something that goes off on Fidelity or Vanguard self-managed website? No. So if you're doing it yourself, might be a little challenging. But if you're using someone like us, someone that actually meets with clients regularly, talks about your goals, objectives, your internal clock, what drives you, what keeps the cogs turning and ticking, then that's whenever you know, okay, you know, not only can we go, but we can go with confidence. And folks, when you get to retirement, you know, only 29% of clients say that their clients or their advisors actually talk to them about this type of thing. But what is retirement about? It's about being able to work because either you want to, not because you have to, being able to spend time with your spouse that you gave up so that you could create this nest egg and sacrifices that you made. Well, now it's time for you to be able to start enjoying some of that. And the only way to know for sure is to actually work with someone that can ensure that you're doing the right thing. And I think that's very important. So, Tony, that was number two. So retirement lifestyle. Advisors are not talking to clients about their lifestyle. Number three, protected income. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot is if you have a nest egg that's, you know, exceeds what you need to retire safely, protected income may not be something for you. Right? Because maybe you're producing so much in income that even if markets don't perform the way you want them to, chances are you're not going to really be impacted. And there are cases out there that you can make the case that it's not really in the client's best interest. But if you're someone that's kind of on the fence and maybe, you know, let's say you have less than a couple $1 million, $1 million, whatever, and you need X number of dollars and Social Security just doesn't get it done like it doesn't get it done for a lot of people, then you may want to think about protected income products. Now, I'm not promoting them. I'm not saying that they're right for everybody. I'm just telling you.
Sure.
If
what do you mean by protected income, though?
So think about Social Security. What is the benefit of Social Security?
You know it's going to be there a certain amount every month.
It's mailbox paycheck money.
Yep.
right? But it has to be used just like Social Security strategies. You have to be surgical in how you take Social Security. You have to be surgical in those types of products. Once again, this is not a product show. I'm not trying to sell you a product. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you need, let's say, $6,000 a month to pay your bills, be able to have your lifestyle that you have right now, we're not talking about travel budget and all that stuff. We're talking about just your needs and just your daily living expenses. And let's say that Social Security only produces $4,000 of the $6,000. Well, you may want to investigate and say, okay, based on current interest rates today, what would it take for me to create an additional income stream of $2,000 that can't be disrupted? I mean, I'm not saying that you go overboard, but Tony, you have to be surgical and say, you know what? I want the guarantee that at least I may not be able to take that European trip Travis is talking about, but I also know that I will be able to keep up with inflation. I'll be able to actually have my needs met, you know, whether it's groceries and insurances and, you know, if you still have a mortgage or maybe you pay rent, you're not worried about having your needs met long term. And I think that provides a great degree of security and safety for clients. And sometimes it's needed, sometimes it's not. The question is, how do you know? The problem that a lot of seniors face, and I'll be quite honest, which is one reason I don't go in depth on product on this show, it's because a lot of times, I hate to say this, there's a lot of people out there, they're just pushing product, whether it fixes a problem or not. It's kind of like the old expression, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right.
You know, and that's certainly not the approach you should take. But are there ways to benefit the client and to create ways to fill those gaps? There are, but you need to be, once again, very selective about what you use. And that's why you need to have a conversation with someone like us who is a fiduciary and who is going to lay it out. If you do it this way, if you do it that way, be agnostic. It's up to you. It's up to the client, but actually be able to compare and contrast, so you really know if you're making the right decision for you or if you're not. That was number three. So protected income. Only about 2/3 of financial advisors say they're having the conversation, and 81% of investors say that is important to them. So once again, big gap. Tax minimization. Tony, I feel like David Blanchett is singing my song. I feel like I'm sitting in the front row, hands waving, and he's just singing my tune, because tax minimization, folks, taxes are optional. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. If you choose your path and you do the planning, you throw on the overalls, so to speak, you do the planning, you do the work, you can actually choose what you pay in taxes in retirement. But if you do not do anything, then it metastasizes and becomes a problem that sometimes you can't control and you can't even get treatment for later.
Right. But in order to control your taxes and choose what you pay, you have to have a plan in place ahead of time and work with a financial professional like yourself.
95% of clients say they want it, but only 64% of advisors are actually giving support in this area.
That's crazy.
Tony? That is huge. And I am so thankful. Like I said, we have been screaming this from the rafters and the rooftops and really walking our clients hand in hand for, you know, the past decade. And I know that we have made significant impact in some of our clients' futures and all of our clients' futures for that matter. And in the form of taxation, I know that we are giving that advice. And that's why I say clients want it, they deserve it, but advisors, for the most part, honestly, they're not. So tax minimization, income planning. There's seven of them, so I'm going to make sure we get to all of them today. We've got income planning, right? That is huge, because how do you know when and where to take the income from? You know, a lot of times, whether it's pensions, whether it's Social Security, it's distributions from your portfolio, how do you know when and where to take the income from? Because unfortunately, things like Social Security, your pension, Social Security, you might can course correct a little bit in the beginning, but once it gets past a certain point, you can't. And pensions, once you elect, that's it. I mean, these are crucial decisions that you have to make. I'll give you a great example. I don't know that they would mind if I shared their example. I had a current client that decided to make a change a little early. They were gonna work another maybe 2 or 3 years, and basically their employer came to them and said, you know what, we're gonna change our position, and we want you to do this. And it was not something the client was prepared to do, and that forced them to make an earlier decision on their pension than they thought. And that's what they did, is they actually gave us, you know, we had their plan set out, and they said, you know what, we're going to need to change, and here are new pension projections. Can you tell us which one has the least amount of risk for the surviving spouse, gives us the most amount of opportunity for income, and puts us on the best path for retirement? And literally we ran all the calculations and went through everyone, compared and contrasted, and let them choose the one that was right for them. And now they are entering retirement 3 years earlier, and their income is not a great deal different than what they were anticipating, because we were able to minimize taxes to give them the confidence to retire on their terms, not on someone else's terms. Folks, income planning is not just flipping on switches and starting to take income. It's about being strategic. It's about being, like I said, not to overuse the term, very, very surgical, very precise on what you're doing, because it makes a difference. And right now, 98% of investors, they want that type of advice. And that's certainly something, as I said, that we do for our clients on a quarterly basis, not just on an annual basis. Monthly budgeting. You know, this is something I think a lot of advisors don't like to talk about, because they think budget to a client sounds like a four-letter word. And really and truly it is, but yeah, it's like still
a dirty word.
It's a dirty word, because you're like, budget sounds like you're confining me. You're constraining what I'm trying to do, when actually we're talking about the same thing, but maybe it's a spending plan, not a budget, right? Spending plan sounds like that's fun, right? We're going to spend money. We're not being confined. But having that strategy and that monthly budget, It's also about going through when you're entering retirement and understanding there are some things that you're paying now. You know, I had a client, actually, I asked him to do some homework, go home, think about some things. He came back. He said, Travis, he said, you were right. He said, I was thinking about having to spend this amount of money. He said, but in actuality, there's $1,000 a month I'm spending on gas, eating out, things that I'm not going to be spending once I retire. So that basically gave him a 20% reduction in his necessary income. Folks, that's huge. If you know what your budget is in the beginning, that can go a long way into having your portfolio be able to last as long as you do. Because if you put more weight on it in the beginning, it's going to affect the outcome in the end, right? It's a ripple effect. So you have to know how that all works together. And once again, 98% of clients, they want that type of information. Withdrawal strategies, last and certainly not least, and I think I've kind of already touched on a lot of that. Withdrawal strategies are very important, because, you know, for instance, I have clients all the time. I tell them, tell me what you were going to do prior to coming into our office. And then whenever we look at it, we say, you know what, do you want to pay an extra $6,000 in federal taxes? And they're like, of course we don't. And I said, well, why don't you think about doing it this way? And just by being able to cherry pick where your income's coming from, that could make all the difference in what your retirement portfolio looks like long term and the overall health. Because once you get to required minimum distribution age, you are somewhat confined, because 73 or 75, whenever you have to begin taking it, the IRS says you got to take the minimum. But then whatever the remaining income need is, you can pick and choose where you pull that from. And folks, that's what's going to make all the difference, is do you have the ability, do you have the knowledge, do you have the confidence to make those choices, knowing that you only get one shot at retirement. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's a one-act play. Are you making the right choices for you, for your retirement? If any of those any of the topics we've talked about today, if your advisor is not going through these with you, if you're a self-guided client and you're out there on your own and these are some topics that you would like help on, that's why you need to give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And also, I want to talk to my clients also. Folks, guys, you know how I feel about you guys. You know that we would walk, you know, we would walk through Hades in a pair of gasoline underwear for any one of our clients. But you also know there's a lot of your friends, a lot of your family that they don't have that relationship with their advisor. Click forward on this podcast and send this to some of your friends, some of your family that you know could benefit from actually having the same level of white glove that we give to you. That's something you can do for them going into this holiday season. Make sure that they're taken care of just like you're taken care of. 877-269-0839.
All right, Travis, great show and a great topic for today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.